What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
Let me be very clear on what I'm about to say. I am in no way advocating violence. Not at all. But I am advocating those individuals who need to be ostracized. There needs to be a barricade surrounding the community of battle rap. These individuals should not be allowed in it. They should be kicked out the second that they are spotted at any event. And I don't care if it takes a mob with a mob's mentality to get it done. The atrocity that is my friend and fellow battle rap blogger, Battle Rap Forensics. I cannot believe what I saw earlier today in the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. It is lunchtime, people. I am sitting down having lunch, and this man, Battle Rap Forensics, wants to be disrespectful, and I mean disrespectful, and saying that Disaster would beat Tay-Rock. It got to the point where he said that Disaster would beat Tay-Rock by a 30. You know, my patience is all but out when it comes to this whole Tay-Rock hating going on in this culture. All this Tay-Rock is one-dimensional. Tay-Rock is about to take back-to-back losses. Y'all are so disrespectful. We're going to get to the bottom of this, man. Y'all already know what time it is. T7M Radio. This is the Culture with Seven Mitchell, man. Y'all already know what time it is. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. We breaking down Tay-Rock and Disaster. I got a couple things to talk about as far as this battle. We also putting Big Cannon on the spotlight tonight. We're going to break him down. I also got the homie Jungle Ty from the Jungle State College Battle League. He's going to be calling up, giving us a little bit of information on what's going on with that league. But God damn it, off the fucking rip, we're going to get to this goddamn Tay-Rock Disaster shit. Because Traffic 3 was announced. I'm not trying to say that Tay-Rock and Disaster will be on Traffic 3. But Tay-Rock and Disaster most likely will be on Traffic 3. Especially according to an interview that I did previously with Danny Meyer. Joining me, of course, I got the usual suspects out in California. We got the brother Jeff, and they also got out in New York. We got the Holy Grail in the building. Grail, brother Jeff, what's popping, fellas?
Oh, man. Is it that time again?
Yeah, baby. Me and the fellas.
Pissed off.
We are pulled off again.
Yes, sir. I got my brother Seven. I got my brother Grail. What else do I need? What else do I need?
Shout out to everybody on the YouTube live stream, man. KTL, my guy Ryan Armstrong. Big up to y'all, man. We got some shit to break down. We're going to talk about Tay-Rock versus Disaster because my guy Battle Forensics was so damn disrespectful today and don't appreciate it. I really don't appreciate none of this disrespect that goes on when it comes to Tay-Rock. And this is towards you as well, brother Jeff. So don't think that you're getting out of the situation because you have displayed a nice Tay-Rock talking all this one-dimensional crap. You see what you started? You started all this crap.
No, negative, brother. It's just what everybody already knew. I just pointed it out. That's all.
Oh.
Man, whatever. Man. Well, we're about to chop this fable like my KTL said. This is the Culture T7M Radio callers, man. Y'all call up. 347-989-8102. Again, the number to dial in, 347-989-8102. We also, tonight, we're going to be putting up the homie Big Cannon, and we're going to put Big Cannon on the spot. So I want to see what we're doing with Big Cannon. Also, a little bit later on in the show, I got the homie Jungle Ty from the Jungle State College Valley. He's going to be joining us, talking about that new league, and they definitely got some things in store, so. Y'all already know what it is, man. Call up. It's the Culture. T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell, man. Appreciate you. Facebook, man, I keep telling y'all, make sure y'all join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. I know if y'all on Facebook, y'all trying to find different debate groups when it comes to battle rap. T7M Radio is where y'all need to be at, man, 24/7. We definitely appreciate and salute and look forward to having y'all chopping it up with us. But let's get to the bottom line, fellas. I ain't got time to play with y'all disrespectful niggas tonight. Let's get into it. So, hypothetically, on Traffic 3, URL, if it actually plays out this way, Tay Rock versus Disaster. Grail, talk to me, but talk nice. Who would you have in this battle and why?
Tay Rock, 2-1. Why do anybody really think that Disaster can beat Tay Rock?
I need you, I need you to speak up, yo. Speak louder for me.
Yo, I don't know what niggas think that Disaster could beat Tay Rock. How many good battles has Disaster really had compared to how many good battles Tay Rock had?
Well, now you're being disrespectful. You're being disrespectful to say that Disaster has not had as many good battles as Tay Rock. Are you talking about just this year?
Talk about us all. Yo, listen. The only thing that's fire from Disaster to me is his battle with DNA and his battle with Iron Solomon. The rest of them shits is trash.
You should be drug tested. I keep telling you over and over again, you should be drug tested. We're not going to disrespect Disaster though. We're not going to do that though, Grail. You're being very disrespectful. You're telling me that overall, body of work wise, you feel like Tay Rock has had more impactful battles than Disaster.
Tay Rock got more classic material than Disaster by far.
By the way, we got the most disrespectful one of the day. We got Battle Rap Forensics on the live stream of the T7M Radio YouTube channel. If y'all on YouTube, y'all definitely need to be on the live stream chopping it up with us. Let me go ahead and reach out. We got out the UK. We got the homie Battle Rap Society joining us as well. Society, what's popping, my guy?
Yo, Seven Mitchell, T7M Radio. What's good, guys?
Oh, man, salute. So talk to me, yo. I know we got a little bit of a, it seems like some, we got a bad connection. Somebody, we got a bad connection, but we're going to try to work this shit out. Society, what we doing with Tay Rock and Disaster if this thing actually come into fruition before the year's out, which I do expect? How you calling that?
Classic. Straight up classic. That would be a classic battle. I got 2-1 either way. 2-1 either way.
2-1 either. 2-1 either way.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're gonna be that disrespectful as well and ride this fence, huh? You gonna think you're gonna play both sides? We're not doing that tonight. We're not doing that tonight, Battle Rap Society. We're not gonna ride. We're not gonna ride that fence.
You know,
Tay Rock got this. Don't let these guys steer you wrong. You know, Rock got this.
Nah, no, he hasn't. Let's be honest. He hasn't.
He said, let's be honest, like I'm talking delusional. Unbelievable.
This might kill Rock in LA, man.
You think so?
He might kill
Rock. You think so?
If this does what he did to
Tyrone
Solomon,
did you like Tay Rock in Jersey?
Not as much as I like him in URL. Okay. Tay Rock needs to come with his Calico type performance to beat Disaster. If this shows up the way he showed up against Iron Solomon, I think it's going to be. You've seen him versus Iron Solomon, I'm guessing.
Of course.
Yeah. Don't we rate that performance? If that was against Tay Rock,
very
would
elite.
You say very elite. If that was against Tay Rock, it's going to be a long night.
No, it won't. Are you forgetting what Tay Rock did versus Chalk Clips and Daylight? And DNA and Ill Will on the biggest stage on Summer Madness. Like, why are you being so disrespectful from all the way out
DNA?
London? You think I can't?
Come on.
He destroyed it. Oh, wait a minute,
no,
Society. You've been way disrespectful from 5 hours away. You're being very disrespectful. Are you saying that DNA was a debatable with Tay Rock?
It wasn't his greatest performance. D Nanny, come on now.
My God. Tay Rock and DNA, I would definitely put a top in his top 10 best. Definitely. without question.
Nah.
I don't know.
What about you, brother Jeff? How would you, because you were already disrespectful to T-Rock and Hollow. Are you going down the same route with Disaster as well by you being biased and in California? Is that where you going at, brother Jeff?
No. My Volvo only goes so far. It stops on Sunset. That's where it ends right there. I do got T-Rock in this one.
Wow.
But to even more of a degree, let me tell you what I firmly believe, and this might be going a little off topic, but this is what I truly believe. Since this may be on a traffic card, Disaster just may be comfortable enough to say some more racial shit because he's at home. Just putting it out there. Just putting that out.
Talk.
But I do got Rock in it.
So you think because Disaster is home and Tay Rock's on a roll, he's going to be able to pull some stuff that he wouldn't be able anywhere else? You think that's going to save him?
I didn't say it would save him, but he'll feel comfortable enough to try some stuff. It was successful, you know, other times, which is only at home. So since he's at home again, possibly, I think he's going to be comfortable. I think he may be comfortable enough to run that. But
Wait a minute. Why are you so comfortable being disrespectful tonight? You have no respect for Tay Rock. None. Even with a predicted win.
You have no respect for this.
Even with a predicted win, you find a way to throw some curveball in this mix. Let's reach out to the streets, man. We got Texas in the fucking building, man. 409-330. You now on the coach. What's poppin'?
What's happening with you boys?
Salute.
What are we doing out here, fellas?
Technical problems. Hey, yo, we chopping it up, man. I want to talk Tay Rock and Disaster. These guys are not being objective. They're being very rude, very disrespectful. I wish I actually had Tay Rock's Twitter account. I will tweet him right now and apologize to him on behalf of T7M Radio for allowing these guys to be so rude and so disrespectful. Even when they predict them to win, they totally out of bounds. But Tay Rock and Disaster, bro, if this goes down this year, who do you got and why?
Man, that's a tough one right now because, I mean, I want to say Rock 2-1 because I personally like Rock style more than Diz style. Diz style never was really hitting for me. I mean, I respect his performances. I respect all the work he put in. But, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to give Rock the win because he's finna have Hollow before then, and Hollow is dangerous.
Mm.
And, I mean, I can't judge it based off recent performances either because Diz just lost to Sirius. Rock just lost to Sharone. I mean, it's tough, man. About to say, I feel like they're not. This is a battle that should have happened when they were at the height of their popularity, you know what I mean? I feel like it's kind of died down because we've seen gods bleed at this point. You feel me?
I got to talk to the bosses.
Smoke.
I got to talk to the bosses. I should not have to do shows every day of the week.
Rock lost
I should not have to do shows every day of the week and allow people to come on and talk. I should be just doing shows just me. What do you mean, Texas, that Hollow the Dawn is dangerous? What are you talking about? When have you seen a dangerous Hollow the Dawn? When the last time?
We going to act like Hollow didn't potentially beat Luck, didn't destroy Charlie
Whoa.
Clip's whole thing. He
exposed Seven, you bugging.
Clips ain't been the
Seven,
same.
You are bugging.
Clips ain't been the same since that Hollow battle.
Potentially beat Luck.
Oh.
Bro, that is possibly the greatest battle that has happened in all of battle rap. I put money on that. And that's still debated to this day. That's how you gauge it.
Brother Jeff and myself, the Grail, I'm assuming you, of course, you go with Rock, too. I don't even know if I apologize if I skipped over you. I'm assuming you going with Rock over there.
Vibe with who?
Oh, my God.
Come on, in your New York state of mind. Are you going with Tay Rock or Disaster?
Tay Rock. Clear.
All right. I don't know what these guys are talking about showing Disaster. I love Disaster, and I want to show Disaster the utmost respect. But
all right,
Tay Rock is
seven,
on
seven.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Compare Disaster
yes, sir.
Versus DNA and Tay Rock versus DNA. Let's talk.
Oh,
who?
Let's talk,
say it
man.
Again.
Let's now we're talking. Compare Tay Rock's performance versus DNA against Diz's performance against DNA. There's levels. Talk.
Yeah. When did Disaster battle DNA?
If I'm correct, 2011 or 12.
Drake was
exactly.
At the event.
I mean, Tay Rock battled DNA on the biggest stage, on the biggest platform. Summer Madness. You don't get no bigger than that.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, but that the performance. I'm telling you, was his performance better than Disaster's? You cannot tell me just because of the stage.
I want to reach out to the YouTube channel because they live and they lit on a YouTube stream. Salute to y'all. Y'all let us know, though, who had the better performance versus DNA. Was it Tay Rock or was it Disaster?
Of course
I don't
did.
Know how
well,
we even
you don't even need to ask.
Debate this. I have to ask.
No,
all of y'all should be drug
nah, Seven, you bugging. You bugging.
Now, see? My guy Ryan said Tay Rock Society. So what do you got to say about that? And
Ryan,
he said Diz lost the
donkey
DNA.
Dust. Yep, DNA.
You hear that, Ryan?
No. DNA versus Diz was a different level compared to what he faced, what he was against Tay Rock. Oh, no.
So you blame DNA for that?
DNA was
you blame DNA for his lack. Talk to DNA for
people
his lack
DNA
of presentation in the second.
Come on. D-Nanny. These are the bars
oh.
I was hearing. Nanny.
Oh,
wait. Let's bring this back for a minute. Let's rewind. What people on this planet had DNA beating Tay Rock? Please name them right now, because I'm getting at them.
Angry fan.
Anthony. You got... First of all, let me tell you something, Anthony. You're not going to be that disrespectful. I know Anthony didn't say that Tay Rock lost the DNA. I don't believe that.
He did.
I don't believe.
You mean Tay Rock?
I think you're setting up.
He did.
I know Anthony lost. He did.
That's become a lot more popular opinion lately, I'm noticing. A lot of people are saying that now. I don't know where it came from, but.
Exactly. It's because
a lot of
Rock was really
that,
bad. He was not that good in that battle.
A lot of people are saying what, Texas?
Saying that DNA beat Rock now. Like, it's some strange opinions coming out. I mean, I'm not saying I disagree with any of them. I don't believe in that one, but it's some strange
the
opinions.
Only thing strange,
coming out
the
lately.
Only thing strange, Texas, is this conversation. It's the only thing strange. I have not heard Tay Rock and DNA in the same sentence in over 2 years, probably. I don't even know what... We're not going to do this anymore. Battle Rap Society, you called up tonight. You started a lot of disrespect. You started a lot of foolishness. I will not forget.
Okay.
And look, when it can't get no worse, when it couldn't get any worse, Brooklyn is in the house. We got the homie Flashy in the building. Flashy, what's popping, son?
Yo, Flashy.
What's good? What's good,
Flashy.
Y'all?
Flash,
Talk.
Time to get disrespectful.
Ooh wee.
Yo, shout out to my guy Kato's from Kato's Media. Yo, if y'all on YouTube as well, make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel to check everything he got going on over there. Hold up. Slow your roll. Talk to me. And please
Tay-Rock
be respectful.
Tay Rock is gonna be Disaster.
I'm not talking about Tay Rock versus Disaster right now, Flashy.
Oh, Flashy,
are you with me?
Yeah. Yep, I'm here.
All right. Now, what I was going to ask you was the performance versus DNA. Who do you feel was better? Was it Tay Rock's or Disaster?
Why are we asking this?
Oh, Disaster had a better performance.
Wait a minute. You said why? What do you mean? Why am I asking this? I'm asking this because you brought this up. and you're being very disrespectful. So I'm going to make sure that everybody knows who was the culprit.
Wasn't that battle like K-Rock getting mad gas?
Yeah, tall.
Oh,
Kevin be on working right now.
We can't forget
Tay Rock
had a gas
Kevin
station
is
for a while.
And K-Dos with K-Dos media, he is doing the same. Talking about DNA beat Tay Rock as well.
You know what battle I knew Tay Rock was gas against Cortez? That's when I knew the gas station started.
Let's go, Flashy.
Y'all,
we're not doing this tonight. Y'all being too disrespectful, man. T7M Radio, this is the Culture with Seven Mitchell, man. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. We chopping it up. Big up again to everybody on the T7M Radio YouTube live stream. If y'all on Facebook, make sure y'all join our T7M Radio Facebook debate group as well. But again, call up 347-989-8102. I got the homie Jungle Ty from Jungle State College. Battle League. He's going to be calling up in a minute, giving us a quick breakdown on their new league and what they got going on. Before I do bring on the special guest, I do want to talk, fellas. I want to kind of bring up Big Cannon. I want to put Big Cannon under the spotlight. I want to figure out what we're doing with Big Cannon. He's had a couple of dope battles. There's a drop as of late. He has this weekend, I believe he's battling Danger Zone. Big Cannon has been doing his thing. Brother Jeff, I know you mentioned him as being the best in the Midwest. So what are we doing with Big Cannon, Brother Jeff? Where are you putting him at overall? Is he top tier? Is he a great mid-tier battle? Is he underrated? What are we doing with Big Cannon?
Well, in my opinion, Big Cannon is definitely top tier with mid-tier response. I don't know why that is. Till this day, I don't know why that is. The boy's a beast. The boy's been a beast for years. He's not new to this. This is what I believe. This is definitely what I believe. I know he's got Danger coming up, and he's going to do his thing this weekend. I'm not even worried about that. But that's where I got it, man. I just want to hear what everyone say about him, because I got to hear this. I got to hear this.
Well, you were the one that was praising him, though, Brother Jeff. So I got to hear from you. Where are you from him? Is he a top-tier artist to you?
To me, he is. Like I said, I believe he's top tier with mid-tier response, but I don't know why that is.
What does that mean?
That means he's not getting the praise that he should get. That's what that means. And you even agreed with that.
No, I did not agree with that. I did not agree with that. No, I did not.
Okay.
What have Big Cannon done that he has not been getting the credit for?
Everything he's done, he hasn't gotten the credit for. He did get credit for the Ill Will battle. He did get credit for the JC battle, but it should have even been more praise than that. But it is what it is, so we just move on.
Do you think him being on his own platform with the Guerrilla Warfare venture, do you think that helped or hurt his career?
Well, I think it could only help because being an owner and, you know, showing ownership and battling and doing business and things of that nature, I think that can only help him.
Well, I tend to disagree. I'm feeling maybe I got to kind of look back at the game tapes, but I'm thinking because he hasn't been on the URL for a while, the battles that Big Cannon had took on Guerrilla Warfare, I'm pretty sure he would have made out better overall career-wise if those battles were on another platform like a KOTD. Have we ever seen Big Cannon on KOTD before?
No, not that I know. I don't believe so. But
and
what you're saying is right. What you're saying is right, though.
You know? So, you know, John the Don is one of those rare artists that got his own situation going on and is still you know, being booked. But I like Big Cannon. I think Big Cannon is definitely I want to say elite when it comes to talent. You know, I still think he got a lot of work to do when it comes to being the best in this game. He battled Deadman on KOT. Shout out to J.O. J.O. said he battled him once on KOT. What about you, Greg? What are we doing with Big Cannon? Is he top tier or is Big Cannon mid tier to you?
I feel like Big Ken is like mid tier with like top tier quality. I think he got some of the potential and all the attributes to be great, but I just don't think like he get the looks that he deserves.
Okay. Is he top 5-10?
I'd probably say like top 10. At least top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah.
Battle Rap Society, what we doing with Big Cannon, fam? Is Big Cannon to you, is he a top-tier artist? Is he mid-tier, underrated? What we doing with Big Cannon?
Big Cannon is a born legacy battler.
Keep on
those stages. He's got quality. When we talk about top-tier, you have to... Top-tier doesn't just mean quality. It means how much you... bring into the show, how much you sell tickets, and like Hitman Holler is a top tier. He isn't the greatest with the pen, but he has performance. He has crowd control. There's so much to being top tier. So I think Big Cannon is mid tier, with a top tier quality pen. Nothing else. That's it. So more legacy.
Now the streets feel like Big Cannon, his name is really carrying him throughout his career, but they're asking when was the last time he's had a classic battle. When can you guys recall Big Cannon having a classic the last time? I'm going to bring Texas and I'm going to bring Flashy. I'm going to bring y'all fellas back on, but I had hella background noise from y'all too, so if y'all got some background noise that y'all can cut out, I appreciate it once I bring y'all back on.
All right, y'all.
All right. Salute. But what are we doing with Big Cannon, fellas? Everybody back on live.
It has to be on RBE, his last battle.
Cannon, top tier.
Easy. Top tier to you?
Oh, yeah. That man got the greatest rebuttal of all time. Name me one that is better than that old red rebuttal. Someone, I dare you.
I think that was one of the greatest rebuttals of all time. That was one of the greatest rebuttals of all time. I'm not going to be disrespectful and say that that was the best, but... that was definitely one
Which
of
one?
My favorites. The one he had versus
the Rip Hamilton.
Yeah, that was fire.
O-Red.
Yeah, that was fire.
Yeah. About to say, the thing about Cannon is you can't really name a clear loss outside of that Dead Man battle. You can't really name a battle that he clearly lost. At least I can't. I mean, he always makes it debatable. He always got fire material.
Let me ask this. I've been seeing a lot on Twitter about if Big Cannon was given New Jersey Twerk, who would win? On a Gnome stage or a Summer Madness stage, who would win? Let's say Gnome stage, who would win?
What you think about that, Grail? Twerk and Big Cannon, who you got?
Big Cannon, 2-1.
On Gnome?
Big Cannon, 2-1. Big Cannon got too many attributes for us, Twerk.
But so, Ill Will couldn't do it on Born Legacy. And I
Ill
thought
Will,
Ill Will was going
to
win.
Though.
You can pay Ill Will to Big Cannon Society. That's what you're doing tonight.
Ill Will is... No. Ill Will is... You're showing disrespect.
Ill Will
Ill
probably
Will.
Would have won that if he had
choked. Let me ask you a question. Did you bet on Conor McGregor over the weekend Battle Rap Society?
No, I actually won money for Floyd. Didn't you see my money team, man? Don't show disrespect to me, man. Come on, man.
The streets said Twerk killing Cannon. My guy,
Ryan
said
Twerk.
Oh,
my
God.
He's not killing them big kids. Cut it out.
Let me see if I can get Flashy back in. That Flashy must be out the street. Hey, Flashy, what you out in the street?
Yeah, I'm outside. I'm about to
all right. Oh, well, no doubt. What are we doing with Big Cannon, bro? Give me your thoughts on Big Cannon.
I think Big Cannon is top tier. He's underrated. He's a mid-coast legend. A Midwest legend.
Out of top five, because you told me JC was number one, where are you putting Big Cannon then?
Oh, I put Big Cannon at least number six. Number six or number five?
Nine.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You said you outside right now?
Yeah.
Talking that? talking that disrespect. You must be near Madison Square Garden. Will you wait to a Knicks game? Knicks practice?
Wow. This is what I can say about Big Cannon. Big Cannon will be twerked on a gnome.
Will be twerked on a gnome?
Yeah, like well, Big Cannon is one of the greatest freestylers in battle rap history.
Facts.
Well, check this out. Let's do a rapid fire. Let me go down a round table and get everybody's predictions. I'm about to have my special guest call up. I'm gonna start off with you, brother Jeff. Give me a prediction. We got Danger Zone and we got the homie Big Cannon this weekend. I forgot exactly what platform, but who do you got between Danger and Big Cannon, two writers block members?
I got Big Cannon 2-1. Danger Zone is definitely a worthy opponent, but this will be Big Cannon's night, brother.
No doubt. Texas, salute, bro. Who you got between Big Cannon and Danger this weekend?
Man, I got that a classic. I got that possible battle of the year contender. I want to say 2-1 either way, but I think I got to give the edge to Cannon. Block on block crime, always nasty, though.
No doubt. What about you, Flashy? Who you got this weekend?
I got Danger Zone 2-1 in a classic.
Oh,
wow.
You got Danger over Cannon. Oh, okay.
Back.
Grail?
Big Cannon 2-1.
Big Cannon 2-1. Look, Taylor, who you got between Danger and Big Cannon this weekend? Right as block shit.
I got a big 2-1, maybe clear.
Big Cannon 2-1?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yo, check, man. You said I'm ready for the Mitchell Man. You saw call up 347-9900 when we come back. I'm going to have guests, the homie Ty from Jungle State College Battle. They got a crazy ass event down. Some brand new, and I think if you're some bad fans, y'all definitely going to enjoy this. I'm about to have him call up for a minute or two, and we're going to chop it up. Let's go ahead and shoot out to the Wolf, the homie Head Ice, trying to do it all without prison. Here on the coach with 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio. Y'all do not go nowhere. Y'all stay locked in. 479-8102 is the number. Call up to the coach, man. We rocking through, you already know.
Get your weight up, not your hate up. That's why we move weight, cause you hate us. Daylight, what up? Watch. Cali to NY, nigga, watch. Register to vote and burn the blunts of Phillies. I ain't never have a job but worth a quarter milli. That was 8 years ago, you do the math now. Gross 3.8 in my last town. Choices was a bar, but not a drink up in it. Just clips after clips, what you think we bitchin'? 300 flat for an 8-ball. I was curving on the price cause it's straight.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
Yo, me and Blog Talk have like a one-round battle. We're going everything. Me and Blog Talk is great. Back on the live, we got Brother Jeff, myself, Grail. We live and popping. Shit is crazy.
Shit is crazy.
Hate this shit, yo. I really do.
What happened, bro?
No, just the technical difficulties with the server, so a lot of things down and distorted. So I do apologize for the audio issues, people. I'm just waiting for my guy to call
good,
up.
Bro. It's all good, bro. We rocking out. Fuck it.
I can't hear you.
It's all good, bro. We rocking out.
Alrighty. Brother Jeff, can you hear me?
Not really, brother. It's pretty bad on this.
All right, that's what it do. Just waiting for my guy to
call.
Say it again.
Absolutely.
Must be my reception. All right, your T-shirt. on radio. I think this is my guy, Jungle Ty. Let me see if this is the homie. Yo, Ty.
Yo.
Salute, bro.
Seth, what's good, bro? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, cooler, man. Welcome to the culture, man. Appreciate you calling up.
I appreciate you, man. So, you know, I know I'm right. So definitely my first interview. Me and the first folks. So I definitely appreciate you for that, man. I definitely thought your channel would be a nice angle to pop this off on. Appreciate that, man.
Likewise, bro. Likewise,
yo, so,
bro.
You know, and I've been watching you in the culture for a while now, you know, being from New York, with this, I studied at King Hall University. I've been in battle rap just as long as probably everybody else been watching it, as long as Jesus Christ can remember. And I'm up even back to your classic, your video with going at this guy from ESPN. I thought it was a real classic, man. I've been watching you for a while,
yeah,
man.
Skip Bayless. Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Oh, yo, the Skip Bayless video, man. That was my joint for a while, man.
Yeah, man, that shit got us over 250,000 views right now, man. That shit got us lit, man. Hell yeah.
Yo, that was a good – and you know – and that's really pretty much what I'm here to. Well, first off, let me just go on. My name is Ty Cook. I'm known in Jungle State real quick. Let me plug myself and let people update people on really quickly what's going on. So I own Jungle State, the National Collegiate Music Competition. So we have musical and lyrical competition. So we have kids compete from singing, dancing, all the way to lyrical competitions, which is like our spin of battle rap kind of thing. We try to do like as cursory as possible, but it's same along the same lines as battle rap. With the college students, and then, you know, we pick and choose the best ones and ones who got, like, the best story around them and the best momentum behind the campus, and we have them even compete against, you know, some of the bigger guys who are on the URL stage and some of the main stages to compete against the NUP, such a layer that we think is actually such a closer division than people think, you know. And so with that being said, we did our first show with Seton Hall versus Rutgers University. My first show was in 2014, and we had Joe Budden, Mike Zombie, and Rod Digger judge it. And it was a really, really good turnout show. It was pretty cool. And that was actually sponsored and hosted by UW. Shout out to Ray Swag and Nonfiction Radio. They actually hosted the first event. They put the trail on a bunch of their UW events that were dropping that year. And it took off. It was pretty cool. We went on a year tour to 100 colleges to make sure, you know, the process was able to set up correctly. And then we did our first show at NC State just last January with a few guys. And then T-Top was the head main event. The show was absolutely crazy. And then we did a big musical competition with Briz Rothstein and Shotgun Shug as the main events of the lyrical competition. Turnout was crazy. It was University of North Carolina on the year they won their national championship. So it was a crazy, it was a momentum time, and the battles turned out really, really good, and the environment and to see the battlers be able to actually transition over into the college field and to see the kids who didn't even, may not even know who the battlers were, to see that they enjoyed the time and been able to get in that kind of environment and still be able to understand it. This means a lot for the culture. And so, you know, this is pretty much what we want to do. Just sitting in my dorm room back in the day when I was at Seton Hall and just thinking, like, man, watching Arsenal, these guys, like, yeah, we could kill these guys if we really had the opportunity. But when you're in the dorm rooms, you never get, you don't get too many opportunities, you know what I mean? So, you know, basing off those theories alone, you know, we took a lot into consideration, you know, just thinking about J. Cole, Lady Gaga, Wale, Ryan Leslie, a list of other people just all throughout the music business who went to college, you know. And it's just too crazy to think that they had to become the stars who they are outside of college, and to think that they weren't who they were, you know, in college, just kind of a shunning idea, you know. It makes them feel unconfident, and that's probably why they haven't come out. So that's what Jungle State does. We shine a light on the entertainers in the college area who are trying to come out, from musicians to battle rappers to rappers and comedians and on. So with that being said, we're finding our place in the battle rap culture right now, with I got some guys who feel like they're in college, who feel like they can run with the best of them, just like, you know, in the other league, and we're here to prove ourselves and prove, and also bring some creativity and some flavor to the game that we think is missing in the battle rap culture, you know what I mean?
Word, no doubt. Now, let me ask you this, coming from a league owner perspective, Ty, with all a lot of crazy shit going on in battle rap, and by you guys bringing that unique flavor to the game, is it more or less motivational to kind of bring something unique to the game, seeing all this other shit that's going on right now?
Yeah, so, all right, so what I will say is that, all right, so I'm glad that you asked that, and that's a great liaison question. I tell you, you've been doing this for a while now. So, and what I want to say is that, first thing first I want to say is that I believe that the coach is in a great place right now. Shout out to Eminem and the rest of those guys. Khan, I believe, and Disaster and Organic and all those guys who helped put together that movie out in California. Like I said, the battle rap is in such a good space. I think what we have to understand is, and it's the culture people who predominantly hold down the space, and that's all of us. You know, we're all our worst critics at time, and we all help and watch the process grow, that we're too strong of critics on each other. And I think that right now where we need to be is in a place of everybody just being in acceptance, you know what I mean, and accepting the process and accepting what's going on. And I feel as if, though, with the all the chaos and with just the way everything is being going, from selling the fights to booking the fights with the guys to promoting the guys, who's promoting what, I feel like there's a lot of chaos. I feel as if, I feel like between the leagues and the battlers, first there needs to be a league, all the league owners, honestly, in my opinion, I think all the league owners need to come and sit down, talk about algorithms, talk about the standpoint of where we are, talk about ticket sales, the variations, the levels of stages there are in the culture, the levels of ranking to the artist, to the level of how much these guys should be paid and how much we should invest in. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I think that, you know, so I was watching very, very sad and what's going on, and very, very difficult times for the Chris Unbiased guy. Very, 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 very sad and very disgusting things was being allegated towards him. But, you know, I found my way to his page the other day, and I'm watching the Conceited Unbiased review. And so Conceited was, you know, like I said, I'm fully in tune with the culture. Like, I literally don't miss anything, you know. And so I tried to think I don't miss anything. And I watching Conceited, he said something about he was in negotiations with y'all, talking about that he wanted, you know, to do 20-25K for a battle, and he's coming to their negotiations, and it's coming. And he went on to say, you know, because Chris Unbiased went on to ask him, you know, how do you feel about the leagues trying to recoup that money? You know what I mean? And this is going into my way, sorry for the long draw, but this is the perfect way to answer your question. Is Chris Unbiased asked him, you know, well, how do you feel about, you know, the leagues trying to recoup? And Conceited said, honestly, from an artist standpoint, I don't really think about the leagues recouping, and I don't think most artists do. And honestly, that has nothing to do with Conceited, but that's all the facts that there is, and that the artists don't think about it from that standpoint. And it's not their job to. Their job is to come and get paid in the booking. But what we have to do as leagues is to protect ourselves and to protect the momentum of the culture by being able to sustainably pay these guys. You know what I mean? Is that I'm not saying that Conceited is not worth 25 grand. What I'm saying is, if Conceited, we cannot statistically prove that Conceited can sell and we can recoup more, 20 to 25,000 plus back off booking Conceited, what is he doing it for besides just getting it for the culture, the people? You know what I mean? What gives the leagues who are paying the money to get the fine investors to get whatever they're doing to pay the money to get it done? What ambition do they have if they're not even going to be able to recoup the money, let alone barely get the name that they want off of it because of the half-ass promotion that's going on? You know, so again, seeing it from both sides. Oh yeah, I also want to say this too. I also see it from both perspectives. A lot of people don't know is, I don't know if you know. Of course, you know Sumser. If you know Quad, his manager, Quad Mania. A lot of people know him, Quadir. He's a lyrical competition producer on the show. He helps us book a lot of the battles. Shout out to John the Don. We're going against his bullpen league at Clark Atlanta University. Jungle State versus bullpen at Clark Atlanta this fall should be big. And, you know, Quad, I've worked with some Surf and Quad for years now, literally some years now, probably going on 7-8 years now. And, you know, we were watching Surf's, and we were watching Surf's progression and how Surf was coming up and how he grew into his stardom and fame that he did. It was more or less along the lines of him and his brand and how he maneuvered. You know, he had a certain niche, you know. Surf was very popular online. He was very social media popular. So the way he branded himself and the sense of, like, kind of too cool for life kind of thing, you know what I mean? Kind of just how he literally took, because he was an underdog, you know, so he took the underdog chip on the shoulder and then just maneuvered through life. And I think that
a lot of battle rappers saw the Suserves and saw the Hitmen, and I saw them as they got big, you know, because you have to remember a fan is coming in, and people, a lot of people become conscious to the sport, and they don't do the history, but they come in from where they are, and then they learn from there, you know what I mean?
Right,
so I think
right.
a lot of people... I think a lot of people came in and saw Surf, saw Hitman, saw Young L, saw A-Verb, saw Conti, saw this whole class of guys who were already going, peaking to the next level, and at that point trying to maintain and can keep the composure of their own celebrity by doing things that they thought were celebrity-like, which contained and transferred an attitude of the culture from inside the battlers themselves. Do you get what I mean? Like, it's a long psyche process, but it's actually very real. This is where, again, I was talking to, who did I see on Twitter? Piper D. Williams. I think
Piper Boy?
The blogger. Piper Boy. Yeah, and so Piper Boy tweeted, you know, he's like, I give battle rap another 2 years. Battlers don't even promote their own fights anymore. I'll give battle rap 2 years. And, you know, so it's two things and how I felt about that tweet. It was like, you know, it's a double-edged sword. We can't be in the community. And I remember I wanted to say something. This was before I was working on shows and on tour by then trying to figure out this Junk State thing. But I remember I wanted to drop a blog when I first seen No Mercy, and who I believe is one of the founders of We Go Hard too as well. And I believe No Mercy, I see No Mercy as well, say something to that effect about how small battle rap is and how it's hardly any money. So it's more people trying to make money than there's money to be made. And to an extent, you know, these guys are right. The same thing with Piper D. Williams' tweet, you know, that battlers aren't even blogging about or even talking about and promoting their fights anymore. So, you know, what is the purpose or gives battle? He said, hey, give battle rap 2 years. Well, the thing is, I won't say that I'll give battle rap 2 years, but I will say that the energy and persona of what's going on needs to change. You get what I mean? And I do think that there's guys who take this blood, sweat, and tear seriously, and they believe because this can change their life, and they think that this is something to take serious. And I think it shows in their work ethic. And I think those names are easily the ones who acknowledge T Top, Briz Rothstein, New Jersey Twerk. You can, and again, like I said, I don't work with any of these guys. I can just literally see through the atmosphere of how they rap up there and through how they talk about it, is that they take this with very seriousness because this is a part of their life. This is how they plan on feeding their kids, you know what I mean? So with that being said, I think that where we are in battle rap, we need to allow for the comfort for it to grow. You know, everybody sees Lux and Mook and everybody's talking $40,000 and $50,000, which I won't say hurts or helps the culture because that's just a whole different topic. But you see these guys, T-Top and Briz Rothstein, and they watch Murder Mook and Loaded Lux actually $50,000. And it's like, it hurts from even the league owner's aspect. It hurts from a fan's aspect. It hurts from even being in the coach aspect, just watching it, because you understand that Briz Rothstein is on a fucking tangent right now. Briz Rothstein is something like 12-1 and 12 or 10-2 in his last 12 rounds. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe 11-1 in his last 12 rounds, you know, and for him to be sitting on and the peak that he's on and the skill and the, and how focused Briz Rothstein and how focused the T-Top is right now, for them to know whatever their price is, to know that Mook is asking for $50,000 and he doesn't even support the culture or promote the culture as much as of today, it makes them feel as psychologically that they are worth more money. Do you get what I mean?
That's a fact. That's a fact, Ty. Well, check this out, Ty. I'm not going to hold you up for too long, but I definitely want to let the streets know, where can they kind of keep up with Jungle State College on social media? Y'all got the YouTube channel popping off or Twitter. Let everybody know where they can follow you.
Yeah, man, Jungle State. Definitely, man. Jungle State on Instagram, Jungle State TV on Twitter, and junglestate.com. And you could definitely YouTube Jungle State. Briz Rothstein versus North Carolina A&T Grits out now. Shotgun Shug versus Anderson Burris, NC State, which is definitely a good one. One of my guys definitely got a W right there. And then T-Top versus SK the Novelist, NC State. And then check out John the Don, Bullpen Battle League versus Jungle State, Clark Atlanta University.
Already know. Well, Tayo, I appreciate you calling up, man. The big salute to you. The best of luck to y'all guys. Anything you need for me promotion-wise, yo, you already know I got you covered.
Yeah, I appreciate you, bro, man. You the man for this, bro. Thanks for giving me the platform, man, and definitely shout-out to you and your crowd, bro. Have a good one, man.
Oh, no question. We got to get some of the artists up on the show, man. We're going to talk our shit. You already know.
Yes, sir, bro. Have a good night, man.
Do the same. Salute, Ty. That was the homie Jungle Ty from Jungle State Battle League, McCollege Battle League. Excuse me. They got it popping over there. T79 Radio, man. Coach of 7 Mitchell. Before we get out of here, brother Jeff Flashy and Grail, we got the streets on the YouTube channel. They wanted us to talk about the Traffic 3 real quick. Before we get out of here, it was something in particular that the streets wanted to talk about as far as Traffic 3. What's some other battles that y'all want to see on Traffic 3? And what's up with the downtime?
I want to see Young Cannon versus Rum Nitty.
Young Cannon versus Rum Nitty out L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I ain't mad at that. What about you, brother Jeff? Who you want to see come out there to your hometown?
I don't know.
Young YK was smoke Rum Nitty, by the way. Let's just be clear on that. Let's just get that out the way.
I don't think so at all. It's gonna be a classic.
No, it won't. Don't be disrespectful. It won't be a classic. Shout out to the homie Big Al. Big Al, what up, my G? All right, brother Jeff, my bad. Who you want to see come to Cali?
I can't think that fast, bro. Wow.
Brother Jeffy acting so funny, man. Brother Jeff, you mean to tell me there's not one battle rapper you would like to see come to California, man? That's not in Cali. You don't want to see your favorite T Rex come to Cali and do his thing?
Don't start that. We was doing good.
Yeah, let him know, Brother Jeff.
We was doing good. We're not finna do that. And now since you brought it up, let's get Ill Will down.
Come on.
I ain't mad at that. What about you, Grail?
Yo, I want to see Geechee Gotti Shotgun Show.
I like that.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that. But 7 know the matchup that I want to see in LA, though.
What's that?
Danny Myers versus Tay Rock.
That'd be fire.
That has to happen. Like, Tay Rock got to stop ducking that. That has to happen. Like,
you see what happened to Brother 7. He bring up Rex and his whole system was
died. Tay Rock gotta stop ducking that smoke. He gotta stop ducking that. You gotta come to LA and get this smoke. You have to go to LA and get that smoke from Danny.
I'd love to see that, bro. I would love to see that.
Yeah, shout out to the bar god.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, Tay Rock, come to LA, man. Go to LA, like, to get that smoke. We know you good in New York, but go to LA. Let me see you.
Traffic D gonna tell everything.
Exactly, Grill.
Hey, Grill, I'm going to go to the detail shop and get the leather done up, man, so I can blend in with everybody else.
Facts, my nigga. Yo, you know winter's coming, my nigga. Yo, take the Derek Jeter rims off that thing, right? Go with the factory Jones and just come through.
That's right. Oh, man. You know what? Real quick, till he gets back, has anybody seen that J Smooth, Nina battle.
Oh yeah. I put them onto that battle. I tagged them. I tagged Grail and I tagged Seven to watch that battle. Nina Cruze is nice.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
Nina Cruze,
nice.
Dog.
Straight. She got that nice Brooklyn swag. Like she was talking like that gritty talk. I like that. That gritty talk. She was talking dirty to Smooth.
So I'm going to take that as you gave her the W.
Yeah, I gave her the W. I gave her 2-1 clear.
Yeah,
it's a debatable 30. Yeah.
The only debate is the first round.
Yeah, that's the first round. Yeah, because Smooth was scheming. Smooth has some lines in the battle. She has some lines in the battle. It's just that gritty talk, that aura that Nina Cruze had. It was just too much for her. Like it was too much. Too much. I think QB got something going with that leak, and I like the fact that it was so clear. You could really see everything. It was nice.
Yo, the visual was fire for that shit, definitely.
Yeah, it was nice.
I had it on deck, but I had to ask y'all.
Yeah, because I'm a fan of women battle rap. Like, I feel like I'm mad that it kind of fell off. Like, I feel like